AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The House Ethics Committee has started an investigation of domestic abuse allegations against Ohio Republican Max Miller.
That came after Miller said he asked for his own probe of allegations by ex-wife Emily Moreno, the daughter of Ohio GOP Senator Bernie Moreno. Miller is up for re-election, and Republicans trying to keep a slim majority worry the allegations could cost them a seat. Miller is a former Trump White House advisor with reporters yesterday.
I always thought he was a very good person, and I'm going to let the families figure that out.
A source says the president told Miller his candidacy does not look good. Miller says he has nothing to hide and wants to clear his name. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Iran and the Gulf state of Oman have made progress toward a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent spoke about it on CNBC.
I think there is a chance we may have a deal today or tomorrow to open the strait and move towards a more normalized position in this conflict.
Two regional officials told the Associated Press that under the emerging agreement, ships would enter the Persian Gulf through an Iranian-controlled route and exit through a route controlled by Oman. Federal officials say a man from El Salvador has died at a New Jersey immigration jail. The jail has been targeted for months by protesters over living conditions for people detained there. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement say the man had been held at Delaney Hall in Newark after being arrested in June. A record day on Wall Street as companies kept piling up profits and oil prices eased. The S&P 500 and the Dow set record highs. The NASDAQ jumped 2.6%. This is AP News. McDonald's had a strong second quarter.
McDonald's posted a strong profit in its second quarter and named a new chief of U.S. operations, Sky Anderson. With sales at home under pressure as many Americans are growing more cautious about spending, McDonald's says same-store sales or sales at locations open at least a year edged up 0.8% in the U.S. That's still a sharp slowdown from the 2.5% increase a year ago when the company had a big win with a meal tied to a Minecraft movie. Global same-store sales rose 1.3%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
SpaceX reported it lost more than $500 million in its first quarterly report as a public company, but the loss was less than expected and revenue soared. The company run by Elon Musk reported $541 million in losses, that's 9 cents a share, in the 3 months through June. More news at apnews.com. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.